Crown Resorts to probe CEO over alleged intervention. Gambling powerhouse Crown Resorts has reportedly set up an investigation into its CEO Kieran Carruthers, amidst claims that he intervened to allow customers back into the establishment after they were initially removed by security. As reported by the Australian Financial Review, the review focuses on a recent occurrence where Carruthers purportedly intervened to readmit a patron who had been banned for 1 year for bringing a minor onto the casino floor. In another incident, Carruthers allowed a drunk customer to stay even after being told to leave the premises. However, the report stressed that both incidents were only allegations and that an independent law firm would carry out a full investigation. Carruthers joined Crown Resorts as CEO last year after U.S. private equity giant Blackstone acquired the firm for $6.3 billion. Carruthers previously worked as the COO of Wynn Macau Resort before assuming the new role, which seems to be now in jeopardy. Quote, "In accordance with Crown's governance protocols, we have engaged external counsel to conduct an independent review of these matters. Until such time the review is complete, we are unable to comment further." Spokesperson Crown Resorts stated. Regulator to investigate CEO probes outcome. Meanwhile, an Australian state regulator, the Victorian Gambling and Casino Control Commission, VGCCC, has announced that it will review the outcome of Crown's investigation into its CEO before deciding whether any regulatory measures should be taken. Earlier this month, regulators in NSW planned to tighten the rules regarding patrons being highly intoxicated on the premises and preventing minors from entering the establishment. The regulators emphasized that there would be serious penalties for those who violate these regulations in the state. Quote, "If a minor is caught within a casino, we may exclude them from re-entering for a period from their 18th birthday, which means they won't be able to visit until they're at least 19, and they may be issued with a fine. Minors will also not be allowed to keep any winnings from gambling and will leave empty-handed. We have also reminded the casino operators of their obligations to prevent minors from entering casinos, including by ensuring that casino staff are checking IDs where necessary." Jane Lynn, Executive Director of Regulatory Operations at Liquor and Gaming NSW. Last week, the Preston Hotel in Victoria was ordered to pay a fine of $25,300 for allegedly allowing an underage to gamble in its premises on six different occasions between May and September 2022.